Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and He kept us with our minds stayed on Him, and He kept our families and friends and even our enemies. And we just praise Him on today, for He's worthy of the praise. When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for us, I don't know about you, but my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I tell you, it's another week, beginning of the week, and we thank God. So many that wasn't here, that was here on last week, is not here today. But He kept us, and He's given us another day of mercy and grace on today. Take not granted for His grace and mercy on today. Oh, we just got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. Oh, He's brought us through many dangers, toils, and snares. Oh, many traps that the enemy has tried to set for you. But God kept you. Oh, what a mighty God we serve on today. He's worthy of all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. It's so much going on around about us, y'all. It's so much going on around about us. I tell you, it's a praying time. It's a time like never before we need to be praying. I mean, you know, the more you pray, the more power you have, you know. The more anointing He will give you, you know, the more strength He will give you. He will keep you. When you pray, the power of prayer, that's why we have so much going on around about us. People not praying. People not seeking God. People not fasting. People not getting away and alone with God. Oh, my God. And just even thinking about, you know, how the saints used to pray and how you would see the power of God moving, everything moving by the power of God. I tell you, but it's just so much going on. People have lost their power of prayer. Oh, it's important that we pray. You know, when you pray, things change around about you. That's the only thing going to move you. Move God. It's the hands of prayer. Oh, when you pray and tell Him what you need, tell Him what you want Him to do, just trust that He's going to do it for you. He's going to make a way for you. He's going to supply all your needs on today. Oh, my God, when we trust Him, people have stopped trusting God, trusting in themselves on today. Don't trust in yourself. Trust in God. Oh, keep trusting Almighty God on today. Lord, we just thank You and praise You, oh God, for Your goodness, Your mercy, and Your grace on today. We pray, oh God, for the listener on today. I pray that my lips of clay will say something to change people's lives in this last hour, God. We thank You for the word of God. Everything is going down but Your word on today, God. We thank You for strength on today. We thank You for healing on today. We thank You for deliverance on today. You still save, set free, and deliver on today as people trust You and look to You. the author and the finisher of our faith on today. God, think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will destroy every yoke, every hindrance, spirit, every attack of the enemy that wants to keep people's ears closed, oh God, and their eyes, oh God. Open up their eyes that they may see and their ears that they may hear the truth in this last hour and be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. I tell you, so much going on around about us, oh, God. You know, it's a lot going on, y'all. It's a lot going on. But we just thank God in the midst of the chaos and confusion and everything that's going on around about us, he's still protecting us and keeping us. The word of God said the safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God. And the will of God is his word on today. It's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path in this dark and dying and evil and wicked world. He's still King of kings and he's still Lord of lords, and there's nothing too impossible for our God to do on today. Just put your trust in him. He's knocking at the door of your heart today, saying, let me in on today. And he will change your life. He'll make you new from the inside out. He'll change your life. He'll change your heart. He'll change everything there is about you. He'll give you a new heart transplant on today. He'll change your little heart on today. We thank him. And to God be the glory. I just thank him. I just praise him. I worship him on today. I couldn't make it without my God. Oh, I tell you, I wouldn't even try to make it without God in a day and time like this when so much is going on around about a suicide. I mean, people are killing left and right. The devil is working fast and hard because he know he's running out of time. He know that time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come. He's working hard and he's working fast. And guess what he want? He wants you. Yes, he wants you, 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 and you, and me today. But I tell you, if we keep our mind on Jesus and if we trust him and let him in our heart, he promised to protect us. He promised that he will cover us. He promised that he will meet every need on today when we look to him. You know, I want to, before I get into the word today, I want to tell you some more about this article that I've been reading. I want you to understand, oh, there's so much going on, you know, with this new world order and stuff and all these traps that the enemy trying to set for you. Oh, I tell you, he's trying to set traps. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life on today. But we thank God that God came to give us life and that life more abundantly when we receive Christ. Oh, your life will change. You'll never be the same. I tell you, you'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. You'll be like, Lord, I wish I gave my life to you sooner. But see, that's the deception of the devil, to, you know, to blindside you, because we were born in sin. Until we get born again, we ask Christ to come into our lives, come into our hearts, and live inside of us. And he will. I mean, our hearts are small, but he's a big God. He's big enough to live in all of our hearts on today when we just trust him and let him in your little heart on today. Yeah, this is this article that I've been reading about the New World Order. You know, God, he ain't going to let nothing get back. You know, he want us, he always make you a step ahead of the enemy. You have to study your enemy on today. Your opponent, the devil, he wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life and your family life. You need to get in the word, seek him like never before, and pray. The power of prayer. You know, the devil, even the devil prays. You know, they pray for more power and evil and wickedness. They pray for that. And we should be praying for more power and more strength in Christ Jesus on today. The devil does everything that the saints do, but he can't live right. Righteous living, y'all. That's where you got them at right there. But there's this article that I was reading in this New World Order book, and it says, let's see, the hierarchy, the demonic leadership of the New Age movement has plans already made and ready to be put into effect. These involve the reconstructing of the world finance and economy order. A group of high initiative themselves, economists, industry, and finance experts, and great experiences of achievement are working with the hierarchy and having evolved, here we go with that word, evolved a series of blueprint alternating interrelated plans which will solve the redistribution problem, which are at the basis of the present world crisis. These can and will be speedily implemented when you need to see and accept which acceptance will be forced on the United Nations. Sick of the world by the weight of now informing public opinion. Now, when I saw SIC and I looked that up, I said, you know, it says, you know, like you have a dog and you say, sick him. You telling that dog to go after him. And that's what they are saying. You know, they're coming after you. And it said a food redistribution. Did you notice the word redistribution? What does it mean? It said Webster tells us that the redistribution means an altering of distribution, And you may wonder what Benjamin Crimp and other New Agers plan to redistribute food, redistribution food, as well as other accommodates or distribute on more equal basis. Since 1974, the United Nations has called for redistribution of the wealth. And then it say, in reported intel, the new International Economic Order. Let me slow it down. The UN, which is the United Nations General Assembly, outlined that a plan for redistribution and the wealth of the rich to the poor nations, one new age organization, World Goodwill, explains. Okay, from a global point of view, all resources, all land, and all efforts belong to humanity. The New World Order will recognize that these products of the world and, let's see, the natural resources of the planet and its riches belong to one nation, but should be shared by all. A fair and properly organized distribution of the grains, oil, mineral wealth of the world will be developed based on the needs of each nation upon its own resources and the requirements of its people. What it's saying here, this is what man want to do. Man want to take over. Did you hear me? When it says that the New World Order will recognize that the products of the world and the natural resource of the planet of the rich belongs to one nation, but should be shared by all. So this is a man's decision here. The Antichrist spirit that wants to control. You know, all this stuff is leading up to the one world. You know, to the Antichrist spirit, y'all. They want to control everything. They want to control you. They want to control your home. They want to control your marriage. They want to control everything. I mean, I get so excited when I read all this stuff. I need to slow it down. And I just got me some glasses, but they ain't working for me. I guess they weren't strong enough, so I don't have them on. But there was some I had got from the Dollar Tree, you know, some reading glasses, because I need my glasses for far sight. So they too strong for me to use when I'm reading. So, but here lately when I read, I can't hardly even, you know, see the words, but I'm going to plead the blood of Jesus over that devil. And the God that made my body, he made my eyes, and he can restore. He can restore everything back to its proper place, its proper health. On today, as I say, I've been in the Lord a long time, 47 years, y'all, but I'm still here. And I thank God. It said the United Nations has instituted a plan to build up stocks of grain to make sure that the world have enough food in time of bad crop and natural disaster. It said a plan sound wonderful, doesn't it? It say you should probably be against having food. They say you will possibly be against having food and other items distributed to each one equally. If this plan were implemented, we should be able to do away with the malnutrition and hunger. After all, the World Goodwill states that the world presently produces enough food for everyone to have 3,000 calories a day. It says it's obviously, therefore, that the problem is not one of a lack of food, but the proper distribution and the products of the food. It said Benjamin Cream put the proper, listen, I'm reading, I'm just words running together here, y'all. Y'all pray for me in the name of Jesus. Benjamin Cream also reveals that the food exists. It is simply not distributed. There is a surplus of food per capita, 4%. Across, according to the UN, which is a United Nations agency status, it's not famine. Okay, can't see. So according to some new ages, there is plenty of food for everyone. All that needs to be done is to have it distributed properly. Yes, the plan sounds good, but there is a catch, as we see later. Of course, a worldwide agency which will need to handle the distribution of food. As you can see, all these churches, they setting up all these places for people to pick up food and stuff. You know, I think most of all the big churches, even some of the small churches, is passing out food. It said the land that which is produced below, it belongs to humanity as a whole, and the time must come when the basic needs of foodstuffs such as wheat and rice, steel and iron, oil and coal will be recognized, as long as everyone, every man and will, therefore, a quality distribute by the certain economic council such as could be set up in the United Nations. Actually, there are seven groups that have already been set up in the United Nations to work in this area. They say many United Nations agencies such as food and agriculture organizations and the United Nations Development Program, World Health Organization, and the World Bank are coordinating their efforts to correct the chronic global problem of hunger. Global problem of hunger. I mean, you got food everywhere, and they talking about a global problem of hunger. No, that's what they're going to try to use, though, the food to starve folks, you know. So, and, you know, try to hold back the food so people won't have any food to eat. And they'll use that so that people, they can control the people. That's what it's all about, control. It says right here, it said a new world order proceeded without it, that the answer can be summed up in one word, control. There it is. If the food is controlled, then those who need access to control of the organization handling the distribution of the food. In other words, the agency that controls the food will also control the population, because a hungry person will do almost anything to be able to eat. It said World Goodwill admits that most basis of all human need is food. It said the new ages know this, and therefore the food distribution is controlled. The people will go along with their plan for a new world government just to be able to survive. It said a food control, okay, here we go, food control. According to the Bible prophecy, this is one world government will be headed by the Antichrist with the resources of the world at his fingertips, and the entire population will be under his control. The Bible foretold that the time will come when the Antichrist will cause what? All, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in his right hand or in his forehead, and that no man might buy or sell except he has the mark of the name of the beast, of the number of his name, and his name is 666. Revelation, that's Revelation 13 and 16 through 18. It said this verse shows control that the Antichrist will have. No one will be allowed to buy or sell unless he has the mark of the beast. This prophetic scripture seems to fit well with the plans of the New Agers, as mentioned in this first chapter. The New Agers, in particular, David Spangler, has already stated that you must take a Luciferian initiation. It is intended to enter the new age in his words. It said Lucifer works within each of us to bring us into wholeness, and we move into a new age, which is the age of man wholeness. Each of us in some way is brought to the point which I term the Luciferian initiation, the particular doorway through which the individual passed by if he is come in fully into the presence of his light and his wholeness. Talking about the Luciferian doctrine here, the teaching, y'all, the initiation for being able to see. Now, see, he used the same trick in the garden. When he went up to Eve, he told her, the God knows that the day that you eat of this, you shall not die. So he come to try to change your thinking, try to change your belief system, and it's the same thing here. This is what the Antichrist wants to do. He going to want to control everything about you, your food, just everything, your home, everything. It said right here, Lucifer came to give us the final gift of wholeness. See, now that's what he told Eve, change her thinking. He was telling her, God knows that the day that you eat, you're going to be just as smart as him. You're going to know much as God knows. You're going to be God yourself, in other words. And that's what he's, this initiation, when you go into the Luciferian doctrine and teaching, and he's saying that you're coming out of darkness into light, and just know that everything is turned upside down. So you're not walking into lightness, really you're walking into darkness. That's not going to make you whole, walking into the Luciferian initiation. It said right here, it said, Luciferian come to give us the final gift of wholeness. If we accept it, then he is free and we are free. That's the lie of the enemy. He come to kill, steal, and destroy your life to fool you, to trick you. It said this is a Luciferian initiation. It is one that many people now in this day ahead will be facing for an initiation into the new age. It said there is one major problem about taking this Luciferian initiation. The Bible tells us that anyone who receives this mark, see, that's why the devil don't want me to get this out, try to get me all confused and or everything, but no weapon formed against me. It says anyone to take the mark of the beast is doomed in Revelation 14, 9, and 11. Matthew 11. It said by accepting the mark of the beast, you will literally make your choice to worship Satan and Lucifer. That's who Satan is. Satan has many names. He's named the devil. He's called the serpent. He's called Satan. He's called Belial. He's called Baal. I mean, he got many names. You know, it said literally make your choice to worship Satan, which is Lucifer, rather than God. You will be saying a final no to God and a yes to Satan. It says the call for a new economic international order and for the redistribution of the wealth of the world, then it is meaning to establish a fast share of goods to every person, but rather a plan by which the Antichrist will take control of the people of the world. Revelation 13, 7, and 8 declares power, control. It's saying, is it power or control? Yeah, power, control, and will be given over to him. All jurisdiction shall be given over to him, kindred, tongues, and nations. Nations are people. And all nationalities, all nations, it's in kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth, that's everybody, shall worship him whose name are not written in the book of life. The Antichrist will be demonically inspired, and he shall be a demonically inspired man through which Satan will be able to realize his goal to have humankind worship him. Slow down. And the Bible tells us that those who worship the beast, the Antichrist, will also worship the dragon. He's the devil, y'all. Some of these preachers got these Dagon hat, the fish hat, you know. It said worship dragon, Satan. Revelation claims all the world wanders after the beast. They're going to go after the beast. And they're going to worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worship the beast. Revelation 13, 3 through 4. We are furthermore told that those who will not worship the image of the beast will be killed. That's in Revelation 13, 15. The New Ages, by the way, have stated that those who do not go along with their New Age plan for the one world government and the New Age Christ, the Antichrist, will be killed. We already see that going on in a lot of countries. You know that we are so blessed in this nation that we still can worship God. People are being beheaded and killed for Christ's sake. Oh, I mean, the devil don't want you to know this. And he's trying to, you know, get me. I mean, I fight with the enemy, with wrestling these spirits, these atmospheric spirits trying to attack my mind and my mouth. You know, the power's in your tongue. The Bible said life and death is in the power of your tongue. So he be trying to twist up my tongue. But, you know, greater is he that's in me than he is in the world. And I'm going to keep on keeping on. It said a new monetary system. Now that we look at the New Ages to redistribute the wealth of the world, let's look at the new monetary system that will be part of the new economic international order. Ruth Montgomery calls that the Herald of the New Ages, that's a newspaper, the Herald of the New Ages, channels spirit guides and demons. And one of her guides has stated that the New Ages has warned the planet will become unified into one government and one language and one currency. Now, if that ain't going back to what God, you know, came down when man was trying to rebuild the Tower of Babel, then I don't know what is. The devil still had that same plan. You know, he used many methods to try to get you. You know, we just got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Yeah. Now we can look back and we can see that when people start taking their eyes off God and out of His Word, you're going to get in trouble. That's where the church has gotten into trouble. When this prosperity doctrine stuff start coming, you know, it start redirecting people focus off God. That's what the devil did when Adam and Eve was in the garden. God had already gave them the instructions, told them what to do and what not to do as far as not touching that tree in the midst of the garden. But the serpent, that same devil that's in the earth today, is walking to and fro trying to seek whom he may devour, seek whom he may destroy, and he wants to destroy you. His goal is you today. And he went into the garden and he told Eve, he spoke to Eve, and she should never start talking to the serpent, but she did. And he went and he started talking to Eve, and he told her, did God really say that? That you couldn't, you know, eat of the fruit and miss out of God, you know, talking to her like, well, he know the days that you eat of, you're going to be just smart as him. You're going to be God. That's what you hear today. People saying, I am God, and it's a God in me, and, you know, I am the I am. And, oh, my God, come on, get back into the Word of God. When they came out with that prosperity, and redirected your focus off of God, and you start putting your focus on money. That was the money God coming in. And the Bible says you can't serve God and mammon too. You got to decide who you're going to serve. You're going to either serve God or you're going to serve money. And that is what man has tried to redirect your thoughts today, is to trust God. I mean, to trust yourself and not trust God. And see, when you trust in money and you trust in material things, you can't do nothing but go down. We're supposed to keep our trust in God, the true and living God, the one that made you for His glory, for His purpose. But, you know, when the devil did the same thing when he took, you know, God up into the high mountain. He told me, look, I give you all this. Look at all this. I give you homes, and I give you cars. And, you know, that's basically what he was saying, you know, because what a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So I'm telling you, what he did was he went and offered God all this stuff. Look, offer you these houses, cars, money. All you have to do is just bow down and worship me. Bow down and serve me, you know. But God said, Jesus said, it is written. So, you know, the written word. We got to stand on the written word. This is the same spirit of deception that he used on Adam and Eve in the garden. See, Lucifer wanted to be God himself. That's why he was kicked out of heaven. And that's when hell came into existence, because hell was not a part of, wasn't even in existence until Lucifer was kicked out of heaven for being disobedient to God. And that's what's going on now. You know, he came down, and that's when hell came into existence, because the Bible said in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. It didn't say nothing about hell. Hell came into existence when Lucifer was kicked out of heaven. Him and a third of those angels was kicked out into the earth. That's when hell came into fruition, just for him and those angels. But the Bible said that hell has enlarged itself because now you got men of the earth that want to follow Satan. They don't want to listen to God. Just like Adam and Eve, when they got in trouble, they just did what God told them to do and not listen to the devil. And that's what's going on now. Man has changed people's thoughts. You know, now you believe that you are God, and you know, and you ain't trusting in God, and now you're trusting in yourself and trusting in what you can do for your own self. And oh my God, that's where we get in trouble when that prosperity came. When prosperity came in, and the Thompson man was saying, money coming to you now. Put your hands on yourself. Money coming to you now. Money coming to you now. I mean, and now, Lord have mercy, yeah, the devil give you some things, but he don't tell you the consequence of what you, of the things that you receiving from him is your soul. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Nothing and nobody is worth your soul. And that's what we're seeing here. When prosperity doctrine came out, and he, like I said, and the devil redirected your thought, you know, into yourself and money. Now, you know, you start depending on trying to get money to come to you instead of trusting in God. Like you were doing before, you were trusting in God. He made a way for you. He always supplied a need for you, whatever you needed. You didn't have to go after the money. You went after God, and you put your trust in him, and he provided everything that you need. You know, even if you were sick in your body, he healed your body. You know, some people had cancer, and God healed their body from cancer. You've been even any kind of sickness that you may have had, God had healed your body. And now, look, now you don't forgot what he done, and you the devil done told you, you did it yourself, and all you did was just did positive thinking, and it just came, and it won't God, and now we evolving, and now, you know, it ain't no God, and it's heaven right here on earth, and oh, my God, it's confusion, chaos everywhere. Like I said, when that spirit of prosperity was used by these pastors and preachers, start getting your focus off of God, and they snuck in, like the Bible say, they snuck in unaware, you know, cunning men of old, ungodly men, to change your thinking. They came in like an angel of light. You know, they say the devil come as an angel of light. Sometimes you think, oh, man, wow, where did this come from? Who is this man? Everybody, the great Jackson, the great Joel, and the great Kenneth Copeland, and the great George Meyer. Where is God at? You start replacing God with these men and these women of the earth. I mean, the same ones that got to die just like you, got to give them account. Like you got to stand before God just like you. I don't care how wealthy they are, what they have here on this earth, this material stuff, they still got to leave just like you. They can't buy their way out of all the money they got. They can't buy their way out of dying. Can you do that? Can they do that? They so great. And everybody put your trust in these people and these men and these women of the earth and got your focus off the one that was there for you. They weren't there when you might have been sick in your body. You didn't call on them. You called on Jesus, and he heard and answered your prayer. We need to get our focus back in the word of God. Like I said, with that prosperity and on TBN and everybody was going up there on TBN, and you hearing those preachers every day talking about money, get your car, get your, pull it down. Take your hand and reach up and pull it down. Say, I got it right now. Put your hand up and pull it back down. And your son is delivered from drugs, and your daughter delivered from drugs. All this stuff, oh, my God, getting you off from focus in the word of God and doing it the way God told us to do. He said you pray and he will hear and answer your prayer. He didn't tell you do no gimmicks and game and all that. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor it's coming to you right now. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, we need to get back to the word of God. It's powerless churches. That's what it is. Without Christ, you're doing in and everything in his house. That's why he said judgment must begin in the house of God, because he knew all this mess was coming in his house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All these things, money changes in the house. I mean, they're using all kind of games, real estate games, and I help you get a house. People just losing their focus on that Jesus is coming, and we need to get our houses in order, our lives in order. We need to, you know, get back to the Word of God and pray for our children and our grandchildren. I mean, so many demonic things going on, demonic games, and the kids raising themselves. You just give them an iPad and just sit them before the iPad so you can do what you want to do, and they can, and the iPad can just train your children, and they just taking in all this filth, all this stuff that's on the internet. The iPads is training your kids, and then you want to know why your kids go to school with a gun, and your kids are doing all kinds of things and getting into all kinds of trouble, and you want to know why is it happening to my kid, why is it happening to my child, because you wasn't doing what you're supposed to do with the Word of God to train them up in the way of the Lord. You stop them from going to church, you stop them from going, you know, reading the Word. You ain't reading the Word, they ain't reading the Word, and when you don't read the Word and you don't pray, and you ain't gonna have no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. And that is where we are today. Powerless. Powerless in your home. You can't keep your children together. I mean, powerless everywhere. In the schoolhouse, they fighting the teachers. Teachers fighting them. Everything is out of control. You need to get back to the Word of God. It's chaos. When you take God out of the school, you take prayer out of school, you take prayer out of the people don't even pray in the church now. You used to go have noonday prayer, you had prayer and during the weekdays, and you know, and now it's just come in, do whatever you want to do, look any kind of way, say anything, live any kind of way, put Jesus and holiness on anything. Holy hip-hop, holy rap, holy tattoo, holy, everything just holy. And oh my God, the seducer has seduced you and reduced you down from the Word of God and the plan of God for your life and for your children's life, for your family. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. He know he's running out of time. Jesus is soon to come. The Antichrist is already in the earth. He just ain't shown himself to let you know who this man is. But everything is being set in place. Jesus is soon to come. But like I said, these pastors start telling you money coming to you now, and they won't tell you Jesus is coming, and they start removing all the posts from the churches. You know, out on the board, you will see Jesus coming soon. Now all you see is the pastor's face and his wife's face on the marquee of the church, and in the church, all you see is flesh everywhere. You don't see nothing about Jesus. I mean, they dancing, they going back to oldest but goodest, the preachers preaching, we love the funk, and all that by George Clinton, and oh my God, how low has the church become? It's powerless. He ain't in the house. You know, gay folks running the church, running the business, they everywhere. I mean, I'm telling you, not the guy hate the gay. He don't like that lifestyle. He wants to save your soul. He wants to make you whole. He wants you to live the way he made you. He made man, for woman, and woman for man, and then children. Everything is out of order. But like I said, when they start saying that prosperity and money coming to you now, and everything, you start not trusting in God. You stop trusting in God. You start trusting in yourself. I got to get a job over here. Got to get a job over there. I need to make more money. I ain't making enough money over here, so I go over here and get me two or three jobs that keep you out of the presence of God, keep you out of the house of God, keep you out from reading your word, keep you from praying because you're too tired to pray, and you ain't picking up no Bible. You're on Facebook, and you're worried about other folks' business but your own. And you're trying to be like you see somebody else be. Ain't nobody trying to be like Jesus. What happened to that? Because money came in and everything went focusing on money. I got to get it. I got to get it, man. I got to get this dollar. I got to get this. You know, I got to get this. Whatever way I got to get it, I got to get it. You know, people running up and down the street, burning gas, you know, working here and working there. Come on. It's all for self. Where's God's time at? He made you for himself to glorify him. But like I said, these preachers got you off, and they got off. They hiring. They hired for this assignment to kill, steal, and destroy your life, just like Jim Jones. He killed all those folks. Took those people's lives. Yes. And these preachers doing the same thing Jim Jones did. They misguiding people. They getting their focus off. It's all about you. All about me, 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 me. Let me be you. Let me be you. Let me do. Let me do. Where's Jesus? The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 23, it said, woe be unto the pastor that destroys and scatters the sheep of my pasture, said the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away. Yes, they're everywhere. They're in the street. You know, he said, I'm telling you. Oh, Lord have mercy. So much came in the church. It was like a whirlwind just came through the church. People with the hip hop and with the face miner, and then you bring in all the African dances and all people legs up in the air. Oh my goodness! And everybody in the house of God ain't saved. They on the front row, they in front of the pastors twirling their legs, and then lust everywhere. Oh my God. So much mess in God's house. He said judgment must begin in his house. We were delivered. We were trusting God. Our hope was in the true and living God. Everything we needed, he provided for us. I mean, it was clothes, it was shelter, or whatever you needed. You prayed and you waited on God, and he did it. But now with this prosperity and everybody running after money, they ain't running after Jesus. You ain't running after deliverance for your soul. People would say they were alcoholic and they was on drugs and God delivered you and set you free, you know. And even, you know, some of these people, that, you know, were gay and they got testimonies of how God delivered them. So God will deliver you because he delivered them. But, you know, like I said, when you start looking to yourself and believing in yourself, just believe in yourself. We got a new thought now. That's what the devil did when he told Eve. You know, don't listen to God. You know, he know you're going to be like him. That's your own thought. You're going to be like him. You change your belief system. It changed what you believe and who you believe and whom you believe. When the devil knew, he come to you with that itching ear stuff. Itching ears is things you want to hear. Because, see, you don't want to be delivered. People don't want to be delivered. People don't want to be set free. You know? But they brought in all this stuff. And then after a while, after the prosperity, and then you hear people, they had clubs for the church. Oh, my goodness, clubs for the church. You go back to drinking, and oh, my God, you said God set you free. You was an alcoholic out here doing some of everything, couldn't think clear. You lost your wife. You lost your children. She left you because you was a drunk. And all. And look now. Look where the devil took you back to. Things that you say he set you free from. When he set you free, he said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. You know, he don't set you free for you to go back into the same thing that he brought you out of. Things that you couldn't deliver yourself. You know it won't nobody but the hands of the Lord. But when you lose focus and focus it on money and fame and your name, and oh, my God, everybody. I mean, then the preachers went to writing their own book. Their own Bible, the gay Bible, the Jay's got a Bible. All these folks got Bibles. What's wrong with the Bible we already have? What's wrong with the word we already have? He said, don't add and don't take away. Why you got to have a Bible? Why are you taking people away from the word of God? You know, what's going on? We need to get back to the word of God. Seek him. Everybody laying hands, dirty hands. They living in a kind of way and laying their hands on your head, and you want to know why you feeling like you feeling now. Oh, I got this lust spirit on me. I ain't never had that spirit to just drive me. People doing your hair and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my God, you don't know who putting their hands on your head. Said suddenly lay hands on no man. Now ain't everybody laying hands on your head. Some people got some issues and got some problems, and the germs are carried through your hands. That's why you constantly need to wash your hands, right? Because germs are on your hands. And spiritually, germs are on people's hands, too. Some people got lust problems, drinking problems, you know, all kinds of problems. You want to know, all of a sudden, I'm just feeling, I don't feel good. I just don't feel right. And all that, you don't have them doing your hair, laying hands on your head, and everything, praying for you. They got problems themselves, and they praying for you. And the most spirits to you, demonic spirits, transfer. You know, people be saying, try the spirit by the spirit. No, you don't try the spirit by the spirit. You try the spirit by the word of God. If it ain't the word, you need to stay away from it. Don't let everybody lay their hands on you. You want to know, oh, well, Johnny never did that before. Johnny hanging with all kinds of people, doing all kinds of things. You don't know what Johnny doing because you too busy thinking about yourself and what you want to do and what you got going on. I'm trying to find a boo for myself. I ain't got time. You know, my children, they doing their own thing, so I got to go do my own thing. I can't be alone. Well, you get Jesus, and he said, never alone. No, never alone. You don't have to worry about being alone. It's too many people out here that need to be saved. You need to be ministering to them, but you're thinking about your flesh and what you want and what you think you need. God said, I supply all your needs. What you think you need, you don't need. What you think you need yourself is not what you need. The majority of the time, what you want ain't what you need. But, you know, you looking at other people on the Facebook and looking at Instagram and all, oh, I want what she got. Oh, she did this and she did that. And she can do it. I can do it too. Oh, my God. What happened to being like Jesus? Nobody want to be like him, huh? Well, hell is real, and I've been talking about hell is a literal place where everybody think they're going to live like the devil and go to heaven. No, you're going to live like the devil, and you're going to hell, you know. But hell won't meant for you, and you don't have to go, and he don't want you to go. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 30 and 19, he said, I'd rather that you choose life. There's life, and there is death. There's blessing, there is cursing. There ain't no good luck. Oh, good luck, girl. I hope you get it. No, it ain't no good luck. That's under the demonic stuff, under the devil, looks and all that good luck. I'm lucky. I'm blessed and highly favored by the Lord. No, we need to get back to the word. We're saying a lot of things that the word of God ain't saying. You need to get back to the word. Speak the word of God. Live according to the word of God. Trust God. But like I said, these preachers telling you, you know, money coming to you now, they supposed to be gatekeepers. They supposed to be watchmen. You have people at the gate of the military for the watch out for the enemy. That's what guard gates and gatekeepers do. They look out for the city. The preachers, leaders, the high officials supposed to be looking out for your good, for what's good for you, what's best for you. And the word of God tells us what's best for us. And the word of God, the preacher's supposed to be preaching the word of God to draw you to God and get away from yourself and get you to God. That he's the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. He's still the answer. He was the answer yesterday. He's the answer today. He's going to be the answer every day. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus is the answer. He's your only hope. He's your only help. Call on him. He promised he will hear and answer your prayer. But we done got caught up in a lot of things, foolishness. These gatekeepers not preaching the word of God. They gave you itching ears, gave you what you want to hear, to tell you to depend on yourself. God wants you to depend on yourself. What Joel Osteen's wife, you know, oh, my God. Taking you away from the word of God because you were not watching and praying like you're supposed to do. You watch out for the enemy. You study your enemy. You study your opponent, the devil, the one that's against you, anti-Christ. Anything that's against Christ is against you if you're in Christ. Oh, my God. He said, behold, all things become new when you give your life to him. He wants to transform your life. He wants to heal your soul. He wants to heal your body. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. And he whom the Son set free is free indeed. This nation have gotten away from the true and living God. That's why we have chaos and confusion. And you know, in the Word of God saying, Revelation 18, he said, every foul spirit is in the house, in the houses of God today, y'all. It's, oh, my God, everywhere. Every filthy bird, hateful bird, the Word of God says. Unrighteousness to draw you away from Christ. These are lying prophets, the Word of God says. Yes, that's what the Word says. Oh, my God. We need to get back to the Word of God. Over in verse 9 of 23, it said, my heart within me is broken because of the prophet. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine has overcome. When you get drunk, you just staggering and you just can't see clear. You just dysfunctioning and you sleep. Some people get drunk and they slept with a friend. With a boyfriend's friend and all the kind. I didn't know it was him. I didn't know who it was in the bed with me. I slept with this girl. I didn't know it was her, you know, until I woke up the next morning. You're so drunk. You know what I'm saying? You go overcome with wine. It said, because of the Lord and because of the word of his holiness, for the land is full of adultery. For because of swearing, the land moaneth, and pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Look around you, and their course is evil. Your course is evil. It's taking you to destruction, and their force is not right. That's what the word says. For both prophets and priests are profane. Look around. These people talking about they prophets and priests and all that stuff, laying hands on you, blowing their breath all on you, blowing and you falling down. What in the world kind of spirit is that? Who they been praying to? Where they power coming from? Because it's not the power of God. They're hitting you all in your stomach, all on top of your head and pushing you down. Come on. He said, for both prophets and priests are profane. Yea, in my house I have found their wickedness. He says wickedness in God's house. Y'all need to be careful what house y'all go up in. So everything hollering Jesus ain't that Jesus of Nazareth. Now many are called, but few are chosen. Everybody called now because it's a money game. Everybody going into it for the money. You see how much money I get, girl? Oh, I tell you, I'm going all around the world now. Yeah, well, it's going to end. Your world's going to end. Oh, yes, there's a fact you were born, there's a fact you're going to die. But where will you spend eternity in? Where will your soul spend eternity in? Who have you served while you was here? You think you're going to serve the devil and go to heaven? No. We got to live right. He said, for both the prophets and the priests are profane. Yea, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore their ways shall be unto them slippery. A slippery way in the darkness. Oh, my, you don't slid in it. You ain't walking, you just slid in it. It said, they shall be driven on and fall therein. You slide, you keep sliding, then you're going to fall, right? It said, for I will bring evil upon them. Look, judgment is here, y'all. I'm telling you. He said, I'm bringing evil upon them. Even the years of their visitation, saith the Lord. Not me, not Jason, all them. He said, saith the Lord. That's who you need to be listening to, the Lord. And how you hear him is you get in his word and you waiting for him to give you the answer. You pray and you wait on him. Pray and you wait on him. You don't go running to this lady and that lady. Oh, she's a prophet. I'm going on here. She got a word for me. God's got a word for you. From Genesis to Revelation, read it. Yeah, we looking to man here on earth. You better look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And let us contend for the faith. Contend. Don't give up. Don't stop. Contend for the faith. God's word, not the money. Not the money coming gospel, the prosperity gospel. He said you will prosper as your soul prosper. He's going to take care of you. He said, he'll give you blessings. when you obey his word. Running over. Running over, blessing. Oh, my God. He said, I've seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a harbor thing. He see some harbor stuff going on. Some horrible stuff. Don't you see some horrible things going on in the house of God? Don't y'all see it? Stuff that God is just not pleased at. They doing any and everything, just dancing all over. The whole church dancing. The whole church thing? Whole church been delivering everybody? Come on. Something wrong. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Time is winding up. I have seen also the prophets in Jerusalem, a harbor thing. They committing adultery. They doing just like Eli's sons. They was in the church sleeping with the women in church and strange things, strange fire. There's some strange things going on, strange fire in God's house. You better get ye out. Better read the word for yourself. Seek the Lord like never before. Fellowship with the saints out of the house. I'm telling you, if they went from house to house anyway, it wasn't no building. I can go to your house and we can fellowship there, cause that's where the church be started, in house, from house to house. So why are we so hooked up and we got to go to a mega building, and we get mega messed up? That's what we get, mega messed up. When he come in with that woman down, loose, looking around, everybody loose. Can't it holler, look at nothing. Without somebody half naked, no clothes on, thorns everywhere. And they're not ashamed, because see, the devil got you blind to even think that you disrespect. You're disrespecting your own body and yourself. You're disrespecting your children looking at you. Mama half naked, daddy is too. Everybody just doing their own thing and going their own way, too. What in the world? The Bible says, and they committed adultery and walking in lies. Yeah, you lying to yourself. You walking in lies and think it's the truth. I'm serving God, but you're not serving God any kind of way. You can't serve the true and living God any kind of way. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. You got to live righteous. You there's a difference in right and wrong. There's a difference in good and evil. There's a difference in bad and good. There's a difference. If it wasn't a difference, it wouldn't have different names. That's why it's called righteous, unrighteous, filthy, unfilthy, clean and unclean. Come on. There's a difference in a clean person and a dirty person. One take a bath, one didn't. Ain't that a difference? That's a difference, ain't it? They ain't the same. One brush your teeth and the other one didn't. Is that the same? One clean and one ain't? Come on, there's a difference. There's a difference in righteousness and unrighteousness. There's a difference in light and darkness. When you turn that light on and it's dark in your house and late at night, you turn that light on, darkness leaves. They can't stay in the same place. Either you're on the Lord's side or you're on the devil's side. Either you're serving God or you're serving yourself, and that's the devil. And that's what he wants. Because as long as you ain't serving Jesus, that's all he wants. He still got you. Oh, my God. He said, the evildoers that none doeth return to his wickedness, that they all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inheritance thereof of Gomorrah. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood. And make their drink the galls, the water of galls. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness going forth into all the land. Look around. It's everywhere, y'all. Everywhere. All over the nation. All over the world. Sin. All over the world. Nobody want to live right. All over the world. Doing whatever you want to do. Jesus sent his only begotten son to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell. He sent him for you. He sent him for me to restore us back, to save our souls, that we don't have to be lost and we don't have to make hell our home, but we can make heaven our home, that we can stand before a just judge. People say, don't judge, don't judge. You judge every day. You make decisions. That's what judging is, making the decision, whether good or bad. It's judging. So people say, don't judge. You need to find out what judging is because you're doing it. And when you say don't judge, that's what you're doing, judging. Anyway, the word of God said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesied unto you. They make you vain. It's no good. For speaking a vision of their own hearts and not out of the mouth of the Lord. People just speaking stuff all over you. Oh, God said you're going to preach tomorrow. You ain't, some of them ain't even gave their life to the Lord. And people whisper in their ears, don't even know them. You know, just saying all kinds of stuff to you and you receiving it. And then you go home and you tell your friend or your mom or whatever, God called me to preach. Who says so? So the preacher in the church, the prophet came to me and told me God want me to preach. And you ain't even saved? Don't you start with salvation first? I'm telling you. He said they lying prophets. They telling you what's in their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. So y'all need to be careful. It said they say unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, ye shall have peace. See, they lying. And they shall say unto everyone that walketh after their own imagination of their own heart, no evil shall come upon you. Don't worry about it. Don't even listen to them. God got you. But you ain't even gave your life to him. You ain't even repented. Start with repentance. Get sorry for your sin. Start there. Oh, my God. It's a, for who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? That's the question. Say, where are you getting your counseling from? You ain't got the counseling from the Lord. You ain't heard a word from him who has mocked his word and heard it. That's what they're doing. You know, it's just so much that we could deal with. It's just so much going on out here. You know, Kurt Franklin, you're talking about some of y'all saying we're going too far. Something news going too far. Yes, it's out of control. The devil used these people to set you back. You know, get ready. Now look, woman thou loose, yes, they loose everywhere. Everywhere. People can't even think today. You know what I'm saying? They can't even think today. You look any kind of way and you don't even recognize how the devil got you looking. Some people look at you and say, wow, she sure look bad. Devil telling you you look good. Half naked, you looking good. Breast out, butt out, hip out, everything. Just shaking it up, shaking down, and you're ministering to people. And people, they just as blind as you is, the blind leading the blind. They both gonna fall into the ditch. Yeah. They shaking it up, shaking it down, looking like you, and you laying hands on them, they laying hands on you, and oh my God. Just like T.D. Jakes and his buddy. You know, Tyler Perry, they laying hands on each other. Oh, my God. It's a mess out here. Y'all need to wake up, shake yourself, get back in the word of God before time is too late. The Antichrist is working hard, and they got the church working hard, too. Yeah, they doing what they're told to do. They're not listening to God no more. They're not being run by God. Man is being ran by man. Done left listening to God. You know, you say God called you, but you ain't listening to him no more. You say God chose you, but you're doing like Judas. You're betraying him. Yeah, you're betraying the one that healed your body, saved your soul, keeping you, and making you whole. That's what he was doing. but you backslid. There is a thing as backslid. You, when you fall away back into those things that you used to do, places you used to go, things you used to do, people you used to be with, you're hanging with them again, but you said God set you free. They ain't never been free. They ain't never claimed they were free, and you back with them, and you doing the same thing they doing. They looking at you saying, well, if she going to make it, I'm going to make it too. So the devil fooling both of you, fooling the one that think they're going to make it and the one that say they looking at you. And if you make it, they is too. I'm telling you, it's a praying time, church. It's a praying time. Let us get back to the word of God. Let us get back to truth. Let us get back to the counseling of the Lord. He wants to show you what to do. He wants to talk to you. He will tell you what to do when you seek him first. The word of God says, seek the Lord where he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Let him in. He ain't going to force his way. I mean, Lord have mercy. Trouble on every side. Witchcraft is in the church, y'all. A lot of these people laying hands is ain't no prophet, you know. They witches and warlocks, and they laying hands on you. Lord have mercy. The Bible talks about, you know, warning of us of heathen practices in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. He said, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. The nations around us, y'all. It said, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire. Some of these pastors got their children doing the same thing they doing. You know, they ain't worshiping God and they ain't living for God and they going behind money. They got their children going have money, fame, and a name, and houses and cars, and get your house now. Oh my God! He said, "You're calling your children to do the same thing to pass through the fire." He said, "Making your son and daughter to pass through the fire, or use divination—that's what they're using—or observance of time and of enchantment and of witch, or a charmer." Or a consulter with familiar spirits. That's what some of this stuff is, familiar spirits, y'all. The devil's familiar with where you've been and who you've been with and what you like to do. Familiar spirits of a wizard and of necromancer, the dead. For all that doeth these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations that the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God when it's driven out. And their nations that thou shalt possess hearken unto observance of time and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God shall not suffer thee to do. When you got Christ in your life, the things that these people are doing, you will not do it. You will not do it. You will not be a partaker of it because you want to live right, righteous living, y'all. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve, for me and my house will serve the Lord. Have a very blessed and wonderful day in the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We pray on today, God, that you will save, set free, and deliver those that are bound, those that are yoked up, those that don't know you, oh God. I pray that they will give you a chance. They will seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will save, set free, and deliver before time is too late. We just thank you and love you and praise you and thank you for your word on today. Minister to us all on today in a very special way. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready, church.